A true believer does not deceive another believer, and he wants benefit for his Muslim brother. This is expressed in the following incident. Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma, he once purchased some almonds, and according to the rate in his mind, he set a profit for the almonds which he purchased. So he purchased them for 60 dinar, and he wrote in his book, in his accounts, that he would sell it for 63, meaning that every 10 dinar he attains a profit of half a dinar, being a gold coin. What he didn't know was that the rate of the almonds had actually changed, and this happened within days. The rate actually changed from 60 to 90, but he had already appointed 63 as his selling price in his accounts, and this was his intention. So one day he was selling, and the commission agent of that market, who was actually responsible to ensure that the rates are the same in the market and the traders, they know what the market rate is for items, he came to buy from Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma. And Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma, he questioned him, he said, how much for those almonds? Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma said 63 dinar. And this man, he was a pious man, this commission agent, and he actually said to Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma that the market value is 90 dinar for what you're selling. So you're selling for 63, but the value now is 90. Sayyiduna Sari Saqati alayhi rahma said, I cannot break an oath, meaning I've written it down now. I decided, or I wrote, that I would sell for this, so I won't go against my word. And the commission agent, he replied, he said, I have made this intention that I will not deceive another believer. Allah is my witness. So you may be selling for 63, but I will pay you 90, which is the actual price for that item. So here, the lesson that we learn is that a believer should be looking out for another believer, should want what is best for another believer. He could easily have given him 63, and that's it. It was an agreement between two people. They agreed a price and it was paid. But the account highlights the mindset of our pious predecessors, alayhi rahma. They weren't overcome by greed. They wanted benefit for one another.